following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, January 22nd, through Thursday, January 28th, 2021. January 22nd, 2021, National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The most precious of all your possessions, children, is your relationship with me. No day should pass without your greater effort in coming closer to me. I have told you that obedience to my commandments pleases me. Yes, it pleases me. Your prayers and sacrifices please me as well. Keep me as part of your day. I enjoy assisting you in many small and great ways. Focus your desire for success upon building your house of personal holiness stronger. That is indeed the greatest victory of all, and it is within your grasp. These are evil times, as you know. Your prayers and sacrifices are like the sail on a ship that carries you over the sea of controversy. Pray for your nation to repent of the sin of abortion, for that is the lodestone which is causing the government to sink. Take a lesson from the story of Jonah in the scripture reading today. I am willing, even now, after so many lives I created have been destroyed, to forgive, for my mercy is perfect. Just as lives have been destroyed without repentance, so too is your government being destroyed. Repent." A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. "Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he cried, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 23rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "With each abortion that takes place around the world, the abyss between heaven and earth widens. Morals become more decadent, governments more corrupt, and more souls are lost. Technology has been misused. The truth has been compromised and profaned. Now this once great nation has given abortion carte blanche. I have been waiting for free will to awaken as to the path it is taking. The majority of the people in this country do not agree with the moral decadence taking place, but these good people are not part of the ruling class. However, prayer and sacrifice are more powerful than any evil free will action. Therefore, I come to speak to the heart of your nation and beg their devoted efforts in changing the course of the future of your country and of the world through prayer and sacrifice. The soul of this nation must repent for the sins of the compromised hearts of the leaders who take this country down the path of perdition. Do not allow Satan to discourage your noble but hidden efforts of national repentance. Do not be disheartened by the decadence of your government leaders. While all their efforts are open to public view, your courageous efforts of prayer and sacrifice are embraced by me and tip the scale in favor of my mercy. No technology can scramble your efforts of prayer and sacrifice. A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he cried, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not." When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 24th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "I am the eternal Father, the eternal now." There are two things I need from this country in order to reverse the evils in which she now finds herself. One is reparation. The other is repentance. These two go together. Reparation repairs my paternal heart and the united hearts of Jesus and Mary injured by the grave sin of abortion. This is accomplished through prayer and sacrifice. I have been calling you to this for decades through these messages. The other most important action the heart of this nation must take is repentance. Repentance is the reversal of sinful ways and a complete surrender to my mercy. It is sorrow for sins just as reparation is. It is recognition of the soul's path to perdition he now travels, and a desire to pursue the path of righteousness. This needs to be accomplished in the hearts of all those who participated in or supported abortion in any way. Evil has its grip on the soul of this nation. Underhanded ambition is now in charge. Good must unite and pursue the victory that is needed and hoped for. It is by each one's efforts this can happen. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Another note is given to read Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 14. Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we share in Christ, if only we hold our first confidence firm to the end. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 25th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, in order for this nation as a whole to repent, each soul needs to be convicted of where he stands before me. This is the salvific truth that is needed to save this nation. This is the truth that is needed for the heart of this nation to embrace repentance. Each soul needs to open to this truth, a truth not found in ambition or disordered self-love. Begin by forgiving everyone. Hold no grudges in your hearts. A grudge is a form of self-love, not of righteousness. Be willing to allow me to take dominion over your hearts, your lives, and the world around you. Do not embrace any achievement as something you did on your own, but always give thanks to my provision. Trust in my will for you, which always protects and provides whatever you need towards your own salvation. Repentance needs to take root in each heart in order for the heart of the world to repent. A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 13. Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Another note is given to read Psalm 1, 1 through 6. The two ways. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 27th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, due to the overall agenda in the powers that be in your nation, many lives will be lost. Many souls will slip to their perdition, and the abyss between your nation and my heart will widen. The best prayer you can offer now is for a conviction of conscience in the hearts of your leaders and their return to the path of righteousness. I appreciate the fact that your government does not represent the soul of your nation any longer. However, the good are now suffering the effects of the evil in the hearts of others. The new policy of abortion on demand is a flagrant call for my justice. It would be logical to expect many natural disasters, as well as man-made situations and problems to arise. Do not meet each present moment with fear, however. Trust in my present moment grace, which is usually unexpected and relieves many problems. Allow the holy love in your heart to transcend any difficulty. I am omnipresent. Do not fear. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. January 28, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, today I invite each soul to celebrate his freedom. I speak of his freedom to choose his own salvation. No politician or dictator can rule against your free will, children. You have the right to choose to obey my commandments and thereby to please me. This choice gives you the right to choose to share heaven with me. I speak thus to encourage you to make the right choices in each present moment so that we can be together for all eternity. These days are evil, and politicians are using their human power to take away your choices so as to accomplish evil. Remember, I look only at hearts. Each soul will be judged according to what is in his heart as he draws his last breath. This is why I call the heart of the world to repentance. Walk the path of righteousness through your free will choices. These are choices no one can make for you. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.